Night in Silvertown, brought to you by the B.F. Goodrich Company of Akron, Ohio, America's oldest tire manufacturer, and Canadian Goodrich Company Limited, Kitchener, Ontario, makers of Goodrich Silvertown tires with the lifesaver Golden Ply, the amazing invention that protects you from high-speed blowouts. The circus tent is crowded, and here comes the big parade with Joe Cook, head man of the Silvertown Circus, followed by Tim and Irene, Phil Dewey, Peg LaCentra, Teddy, Blubber Bergman, the Silvertown Singers, and all the aerial acrobats, trapeze artists, animals, and freaks. The big parade. And right up in front is V.A. Ralph and his Goodrich Silvertown Orchestra leading the march with Good News. The first big act of the Silvertown Circus. Spotlight on the center of the sawdust ring. Tonight, the Silvertown Circus gives you a rare treat, a prize-fighting exhibition between a mysterious fighter known as the Masked Marvel and our own headman of the Silvertown Circus, Joe Cook.
Blubber, now, I'm afraid to fight this Masked Marvel. I never met him.
What do you mean you're afraid? With a battle axe in your hand?
Hey, listen, why don't you fight him, Blubber?
I'm very superstitious.
Yeah, well, I'm superstitious, too. I don't like to fight on a Friday. Friday's the unluckiest day in the week.
Oh, I don't think Friday's unlucky.
Well, why not?
I was born on Friday.
Yes, but what do your parents think? Listen, I'm afraid I can't fight. I got a toothache.
Well, I'd have it pulled out if it was mine.
Yeah, so would I if it was yours. See, I wonder what this Masked Marvel looks like.
Well, here's a good chance to find out. Here he is.
How do you do, sir?
How do you do? Do you think you'll have the temerity to stay in the ring with me?
Oh, look, Blubber, a sissy. Well, we'll fight him.
Oh, very well. I shall meet you on the battlefield. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Oh, boy. Hey, this fight will be some pleasure. Come on, Cookie. Lay down, and I'll give you a quick massage.
Okay, Blubber, but take it easy.
Okay. Then I have a fiddle and ready to fight.
Don't hit me. It's hard, or I won't last the night. Hey, well, why do you have to sing such a fast tune?
Well, the tune gives me speed so I can rub you with pet.
Wait a minute, Blubber. Can't you rub me down with a nice waltz? Look, something like this. Now, for instance, remember the night you said I love you. Remember?
Oh, good golly, Cookie, you're in good great shape.
Hey, Mr. Cook, you'll be glad to hear this.
Yeah?
The Masked Marvel ran out on us.
Oh.
But they got a much stronger and tougher man to take his place.
Oh,
but boy, we'll show him. We'll get in that ring and we'll kill him.
Yeah, we'll kill him. Say, Blubber, how do I look in our type?
Huh? Oh, golly. Hey, Daddy, don't be afraid, Cookie. You know, I think you can beat this new fella hands down.
Yeah, but suppose he don't keep his hands down.
Hey, well, wait a minute. Well, what's the idea of putting your belt around your head?
Well, you know the rules, Blubber. No hitting below the belt.
Yeah. Hey, come on, listen. Let's get in there. I can't wait.
You can't wait.
Let's get in there and we'll kill that guy.
Now, just a minute. I forgot to ask you, Blubber. What's the name of this new fella?
Oh, just some guy named Jimmy McLarnon.
Oh, Jimmy. No, I don't want to fight him.
Cookie is a fraidy cat.
No, I'm not. Now, listen, I like Jimmy. Why, Blubber, I even wrote a song in his honor.
Oh, good golly. Well, why don't you sing the song you wrote about him to him, and maybe he won't hit you so hard.
Well, I would sing him the song if I thought he'd appreciate it. You know, songwriters today write so fast, they don't rhyme the words properly.
Too true.
Now, I'm an old songwriter myself, and this song about Jimmy McLarnon took me 14 years to write.
Golly.
Now, as soon as you hear how nicely the words rhyme, you'll see why it took me so long to write it.
Well, I'm all ears.
Yeah, so is Winchell. Well, here we go, Blubber. Here's to baby face McLarnon, who can stop with either glove. He's a hero of the prize ring and a boy whom we all like. And when Jimmy faces Barney Ross this coming Tuesday night, there'll be power in his left hand, and you'll be surprised when you see his footwork. For this Irish lad's a slugger, and of that there's not a doubt. If he smacked you on the button, he'd be sure to knock you unconscious. For there's many a would-be fighter Jim has pounded to a jelly, with a right hand to the jaw, or else a left hand to the stomach. So here's a toast to Babyface, a fighter brave and bold, with the courage of a lion and a heart of pure steel.
Say, Joe, I see by the papers that Jimmy McLarnon is all set to defend his welterweight title next Tuesday night.
Oh, he's a great little slapper, that boy, and so is Barney Ross.
Righto. But did you know, Joe, that a blowout came near finishing Jimmy McLarnon off?
Gosh.
Yes, sir, and Jimmy says he'd rather fight any man alive than have another blowout. And that's not all he said. Listen, I'll quote. Many a time I've been surprised in the ring by a sneak punch that made my teeth rattle. But no punch ever hit me as unexpectedly as that blowout I had. I was driving from California to Seattle, Washington. I had a big car and was hitting it up when my left front tire blew out. My car hurtled across the highway and plunged off the road. If anything had been coming the other way, you could have counted me out on the spot. So now I'm playing safe. I have Goodrich Silvertowns on all four wheels. That's the end of the quotation. It takes only one blowout to end your driving day. So don't take your life in your hands. Equip your car with Goodrich Safety Silvertowns. They're the only tires in the world with the lifesaver golden ply. That's the amazing invention which resists the blistering heat generated inside the tire by today's high speed.
Arena of the Silvertown Circus presents one of its famous tableaux. Raise the velvet curtain, boys. The living statues portray a scene on the Mississippi,
as they sing the tuneful strains of Sioux.
Center ring for our circus-bound Deluxe, Tim and Irene. They present their version of the Wild and Woolly West. Here they come on their cow ponies, Tim and Irene.
Whoa, Pinto, whoa.
Yahoo, yippee.
Oh,
Bessie, oh, oh. Good old Pinto. Howdy, folks, and good old Irene. Oh, wise guy, huh? Little Western gal, Irene, you look nervous, didn't you? You look a little bit nervous and high-strung.
Oh, I ain't high-strung, but my Uncle Zachary is.
Your uncle's high-strung?
Yes, they hung him on the highest tree this morning.
They hung him.
He got caught stealing a pig.
Caught how?
Oh, the pig squealed on him. Say, speaking of pigs, Tim, what have you been doing today?
Well, I just rode over the plains with Pinto, my sure-footed horse.
How do you know Pinto is a sure-footed horse?
Well, I ought to know. He kicked me three times in the same place. Yippee! Well, yappy, anyway.
Say, it's nice of you to come and see me in your Easter tie.
Oh, what you make you think I got this tie for Easter?
Oh, there's a little egg on it.
Hi, boys.
Hi, Tim.
Still, it's good to see you, Tim.
Yes, it is, Tim. It really is, Tim, my pal. Good old Tim.
The horse is reading from the wrong script. Say, Irene, remember we was kids back in the good old pioneer days?
Yeah, the good old pioneer days. Remember, Tim, when you had that terrible accident down at home?
Yeah, which one?
You know, you remember you threw a horseshoe over your shoulder and there was a horse nailed onto it?
Yes, I was in the hospital for 6 months.
Pretty sick?
No, pretty nurse.
Well, I liked it anyway, I guess.
Remember, Tim, when there was a fire down to your house? Say, they tell me that you barely escaped.
Oh, it's a lie. I had my nightshirt on.
And I remember when your Uncle Zeb was blown up in a powder factory.
Oh, but that was no surprise. He was expecting a raise. What's ever become of your sister, Winona? Has she kept her girlish figure?
Kept it? Oh, she doubled it. Oh, yes. Them were the pioneer days.
Yes.
Remember how we used to bake those pies near the covered wagon?
Oh, yes, Ivory. Remember how we used to eat those pies right up to our ears? Those were the pioneer days. And remember how you used to come over to my house and my mother would make pancakes for us? Oh, boy.
Yes, weren't they tough?
I mean, that isn't nice to talk about my mother's pancakes like that. Why, gal, that hurts me. It hurts me right here.
Well, those pancakes would hurt anybody.
Now, listen, Irene, please forget about my mother's pancakes.
I wish I could forget them.
Will you say no more about those pancakes? Well, I remember when I went out to ride the range for the first time. Mother gave me a medal to wear over my heart. I wasn't out an hour when the Russells came and started firing at Will.
Which one was Will?
He was... No. They shot right and left. I fought and I battled and I battled. And finally, a bullet hit me over the heart. Oh, but it didn't hurt me. It didn't hurt me.
It didn't hurt you?
No, Irene. That little medal Mother gave me saved my life. The bullet hit the medal and stopped right there.
Say, did you ever hear about the time I captured Pies and Pete?
No.
Well, get a load of this. Pies and Pete was riding down beside the water that limped.
What do you mean, the water that limped?
Cripple Creek.
Cripple.
Well, two of Pete's men surrounded me, and I had only one bullet. So I made them stand behind each other, and I shot them both.
I guess. Say, this is very interesting.
The rest will kill you. Pies and Pete got mad. On the horse, he was mad. Behind the trees, he was mad. On the other side of the river, he was mad.
Wait a minute. How could he be mad in all those places?
Well, you see, he was so mad that he went all to pieces.
He went all to pieces. Well, one of us is crazy.
Speak for yourself. Well, he came at me with fire in his eyes. Now I've got you, he said. How dare you not continue my chain letter and break in the chain? You see, Tim, all the others answered but me.
I see. You were the missing link. Not bad. All right.
Then Pies and Pete fired three shots right at me. Well, two shots anyway. I remember now. That last bullet went around a tree. All three bullets hit me right over the heart, but they never hurt me.
Now, wait a minute, Irene. Don't tell me you had a medal over your heart.
No, Tim. It wasn't a medal that saved my life.
What was it, Irene?
One of your mother's pancakes.
And now, folks, while they're setting up the three-ring circus for the next big act, our bandmaster, V.A. Ralph, and the Silvertown Orchestra will play Love and a Dive with lovely little Peg LaCenta singing.
On 2 nickels of the sun up above. We've got plenty of time to live love's incubation, rhythm and rhyme. We've got that spring on everything. We've got love and a dime. Oh, we've got that rhythm and we've got that song. In fact, we've got just what it takes to get along. We've got so much of touch and sound. Baby, how can we go wrong? Certainly have our share of everything, everywhere. I love you, you're not fickle. You've got 5 cents, so I've got a nickel. We've got love and a dime.
Hey,
never before shown in any circus. Professor Cook's Museum of Rare and Grotesque Objects. Professor Cook!
My friends, the first rare object that I have gathered from the farthest end of the earth is a weeping moth.
Oh, wait a minute, Professor Cook. Who ever heard of a weeping moth?
Why, didn't you ever see a moth ball? The next rarity dug out of the archives of Egypt are these two skulls. First, the skull of Napoleon when he died at the age of 54. And this much smaller skull is the skull of Napoleon when he was a little boy at the age of 10. This is one of the very few left of Napoleon at that age. And now I'm going to show you the most remarkable object in my collection. A genuine imported Russian beard.
A genuine imported Russian beard?
But with caveats. You see, all my life, I had a secret desire to grow a beard. So I went to Russia to study beards. I mean, the old Russia, where beards were beards. But even there, I couldn't raise more than a football beard.
A football beard?
Yes, first down. Of course, that year, crops were bad everywhere. But one day, while I was being entertained by the Tsar, I walked into the grand ballroom and stepped on what I thought was the long black train of a woman's dress when I heard a man holler, "Hey, get off my beard!" Well, sir, I turned around, and there I saw the longest, blackest, most luxurious mattress ever attached to a man's chin. So I said, "What's your name?" And he said,
"I am Count Ivan Salamovich Pastramovich, the greatest general from the Tsar."
And he was. Well, to show you how great he was, one day when the enemy was hot on the heels of the Russian soldiers and they were driven to the banks of the Danube River, he saved them all from drowning.
How?
Well, he just threw his beard over the bank, soaked up all the water in it, and his soldiers marched over and faced him. And then as the enemy chased them across the riverbed, he wrung out his beard and drowned them all. You know, I fell in love with that beard. In fact, the only way I could go to sleep at night was to count beards. So I finally made him a proposition. I said, "Count, I'd like to buy your beard." And the Count said,
"Nothing doing. But Michael, you could do business with my shop. He's 6 weeks old and he's got a nice Van Dyke."
I see. He's just a little shaver. Listen, Count, how much would you charge to let me stroke your beard?
Well, my rates are 15 cents for the first quarter mile and 5 cents for every quarter mile thereafter.
How many strokes is par for the course?
Dean Townsend made it in 64. But he used the western grip and the right follow through. You see, you got to stroke the beard like this.
Okay, Count. Yeah, I'm afraid I can't do it. I took 6 strokes and I'm still in the rough. Listen, Count, I'd like to own that beard. Now, look, now you can wear it. All I want to do is feel that it's mine.
You mean you'd like a kind of a first mortgage on the beard?
Yeah.
Well, how much would you offer?
Well, horsehair is worth about 10 cents a pound.
Wait a minute. You couldn't compare mine beard to horsehair?
Well, you wouldn't say it's as good as pig bristle.
Oh, no. I wouldn't go so far as that. Say, if mine beard was made of pig bristles, you couldn't get it for any price.
Well, I'll give you 400 rubles for it.
Well, considering that lately mine beard has been shedding a little on the left side, and it's got a few mixed colors in the middle, I'll take it.
Then the beard is sold?
No. Shall I cut it off?
No, no, no. You keep it on your face. But it's my beard. Now, look, all I want to do is drop in sometime before breakfast and give it a few strokes. Then, after you've had your lunch, I would like to brush off the crumbs. And by the way, Count, I'm very curious. When you eat, do you tie your napkin over your beard or under your beard?
What napkin?
Well, skip it. And another thing. Now, when you go out in the rain, I want to wrap your beard in cellophane so it won't shrink.
Stop beating around the bush. I want my beard back. It's a heirloom. Goodbye.
And did you give it back to him, Joe?
Well, I was going to give the Count back his beard as good as new, but a terrible thing happened.
What?
Well, I washed it with benzene while the Count was asleep.
And what happened?
He woke up and lit a cigar. That started the Chicago fire because the beard was pointing west.
I don't believe there ever was such a big beard.
Yeah, I thought you'd doubt me. Well, luckily, I saved one of the hairs just to show you.
Well, let's see that hair.
Well, now, while crossing the ocean, I dropped it.
Oh.
It's still in the ocean, and anybody you ask will tell you it's there.
Well, how do they know it's there?
It's called the Atlantic Cable.
This
is the kind of weather that gives you the urge to hop in your car and step on the gas. But remember, it's mighty important to have real blowout protection between those flying wheels and today's fast highways. Because speeds of 40, 50, and 60 miles an hour generate terrific heat inside the tire. Here's what causes high-speed blowouts. Without your seeing it, rubber and fabric begin to pull apart. A tiny blister forms. This blister gradually grows bigger and bigger. And as long as that blister is in the tire, it's a real driving hazard. If you have the safety of your family and your friends at heart, if protection against treacherous high-speed blowouts is what you really want, put a set of Goodrich, spelled G-O-O-D-R-I-C-H, Goodrich Silvertowns on your car. For only in Silvertowns will you secure the priceless protection of the lifesaver Golden Fly. By resisting internal heat, this exclusive Goodrich invention keeps rubber and fabric from separating, blisters from forming, and high-speed blowouts don't even get a start. And don't forget to ask your Goodrich dealer to get you one of the handsome Silvertown Safety League emblems with a special red crystal reflector to protect you if your auto taillight goes out. There's no obligation. You can get it absolutely free from any Goodrich dealer in the United States. Now, in conclusion, anchors away. Phil Dewey, the Silvertown Singers, and the Silvertown Orchestra.
Jerry Hendiga saying, stay tuned. More great old radio classics coming right up.
Every Friday night at 10:30 Eastern Daylight Saving Time, rain or shine, the B.F. Goodrich Company, America's oldest tire manufacturer, Canadian Goodrich Company Limited, and all Goodrich dealers bring you Circus Night in Silvertown, starring Joe Cook, with B.A. Ralph and the Goodrich Silvertown Officer, Tim and Irene, Phil Dewey, Tegla Center, Teddy Blubber Bergman, and the Silvertown Singers. Your announcer is Ben Grauer. This is the National Broadcasting Company.